Established by the Rome Statute in 2002, the International Criminal Court has so far indicted more than 40 individuals for genocide, crimes against humanity and war crimes, with 14,000 victims participating in proceedings. With 120 state parties, the court continues to make a major contribution in the fight against impunity for atrocity crimes, at the same time facing threats by some states, including major powers, to withdraw or pull back their support. In this podcast, ICC President Judge Silvia Fernandez de Gumendi, Prosecutor Fatou Bensouda, and Registrar Herman von Hebel assess the achievements and challenges of the court. Fernandez begins by reflecting on the ICC's role in global justice 15 years on from its inception.
We have done a lot in 15 years. And when I say we, I mean not just the court, it's the court with the support of the international community. Now, of course, the expectations when the court was created were extremely high. They expected this court, which was, the creation of which was considered a revolution at the time. They expected this court to be delivering results immediately and to be solving the problems of the world immediately. Now, we have to say that, of course, the court cannot solve the problems of the world, but it can contribute to provide some remedy. I think we are in the right path. Of course, starting a court was a difficult endeavor. We needed to build the institution. We had to convert what was a treaty, a piece of paper, into a reality. We had to start explaining to the world that we existed. We had to start by developing agreements for cooperation. We had to start investigations, prosecutions, and we had to test a legal system that is unique. It's a unique hybrid legal system that combines systems and traditions of the world. Now, with 15 years of experience, we are also taking lessons of the past, things that maybe did not go as well as we wanted or we would have wanted, try to accelerate proceedings, which were maybe too slow at the beginning. But we have done a lot. This court is about individuals. This court is not targeting regions or countries or particular groups. It's about individual perpetrators of the gravest crimes of concern for international community, and it's about protecting the victims of these crimes. It's about protecting the populations. The court is there as a backup. It's a last resort institution in order to step in when national states are not fulfilling their duty to protect and to prevent crimes or prosecute crimes when they are committed.
Prosecutor Fatou Bensouda discusses the ongoing relevance of the ICC and how it complements national judicial systems.
There was a very strong resolve in creating an international independent permanent court to try crimes that are very serious, so serious that we say they shock the conscience of humanity. States got together. They got together and voluntarily created this institution. When these atrocity crimes happen, then this institution will be there to complement domestic jurisdiction if they are not able to do so by themselves, whether it's out of inability or out of unwillingness. And the court, I believe, in the 15 years that it has existed, it is showing that it is actually up to the task.
Bensouda also responds to criticism that the ICC has a bias against African nations, which has prompted the African Union to call for a collective withdrawal from the court.
This criticism that is leveled against the court is not really backed by the facts on the ground. Most of the cases, if you look at them, most of the cases came to the court because African states have decided to refer those cases to the International Criminal Court. Yes, African Union has taken a position, but we investigate and we engage with several African countries. And I can tell you that the requests that we make for assistance and the cooperation that we get from individual African states is a very high percentage. And individually, African states are cooperating with the court and they are assisting the court.
The ICC's registrar, Herman von Hebel, says the court's focus on victims is a major achievement.
one of the most important aspects of the Rome Statute when it was adopted in 1998 was indeed this very innovative idea about the fact that victims can participate in our proceedings. And we probably at that time didn't really realize what that meant. We have had over 14,000 victims participate in our proceedings. That is an enormous number. By the end of the day, it's probably not about the leaders of particular states who may be interested in hiding their own responsibility. This is about the victims of the crimes that are being committed in those countries.
ICC President Fernandez also comments on the rights of victims to participate and seek reparations.
14,000 victims are participating in the proceedings of the court. This is huge, and this is absolutely innovative. We are the first court that allowed this right to victims to participate in the court's proceedings and to seek reparation. And the reparations proceedings are now starting. This is extremely important. At the beginning, we have hundreds of victims that were coming to the court. We have improved the way we reach out to them. We have improved the way we facilitate the access of victims to justice. And now we are in thousands of victims that are trying to participate in the court. That is also a huge challenge for the institution, of course.
Fernandez goes on to discuss the ICC's global aspirations, given the absence of the US, China, and Russia as members.
Let's remember that this court was created by an alliance of small and mid-sized countries because they are the ones that need the protection of the law. They are the ones that benefit the most of fostering the rule of law. So it is only normal that the court continues to be sustained essentially by mid-sized and small countries. And we need them all. That is not to say that, of course, the big powers are important and we all hope that they will join. But this is a long-term project. We need to be patient. The court, even if it is not universal yet, is showing that it can deliver. It's a court that has a global aspiration, that it needs universality to be effective and indeed to be able to address all situations equally. But this is work in progress, and that is why we need the support of the international community to help us grow also in terms of ratifications. And a lot is being done by the court and by the international community in this universality campaign. The court is as strong as the international community wants it to be. So we can do our work. There is a lot of things that we can do, and we do them, and we have a lot of things that we can improve, and we are trying to improve them. But at the end of the day, the court can only be effective with strong cooperation from the international community.